ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
You ever say, you think you know somebody? You think you know somebody? You think there's no way anyone would go to this length to fulfill their narcissistic needs? Well, here's a new one, and it's rare. It is rare for me to hear a story and go, I haven't heard that one before. This is one of those stories. Buckle up, and please, in the comment section on YouTube, fill it in with your thoughts. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. If you're listening to us on the podcast platform, please, this is one we're going to be watching. It's a kind of Virginia neighborhood where people wave to each other when they, you know, pull out the trash cans. Herndon, brick homes, trim lawns, quiet cul-de-sacs where everyone assumes safety is a given. It's the last place you'd imagine two bodies, one stabbed, one shot, sprawled inside a home that looked like any other unstable Brookway. But that's exactly what police found on the morning of February 24th of 2023. Inside the Banfield home lay 37-year-old Christine Banfield, a pediatric ICU nurse, dead from multiple stab wounds. Nearby, 39-year-old Joseph Ryan, a man she'd never met until that morning, shot twice. One bullet to the head. Her husband, Brendan Banfield, a former IRS special agent, stood at the scene, shaking, calling 911, claiming he'd interrupted a violent attack, that he'd done what any man would do, defended his wife, shot the intruder, and tried to save her life. And on the surface, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it looked like. Then the investigation began. And then, oh, holy shit. As the crime scene tape wrapped around the house, something just wasn't quite adding up. There was another person in that home that morning. The families live in au pair, which is, if you're wondering and playing along at home, basically a live-in nanny. Juliana Perez Mengales, 23 years old, Brazilian. She'd been the Banfield's nanny for over a year. She told investigators she was upstairs, heard screams, ran down, saw Christine bleeding, a man on top of her, Brendan firing shots. She even fired one herself, she said, out of fear. At first, police, they took the story at face value, a brutal home invasion. Husband protects his wife, au pair caught in the chaos. But within days, the evidence began to whisper a darker truth. One so grotesque, it sounded like fiction. Christine wasn't the victim of a random attack. She was part of a plan. And if you are a fan of true crime, you probably have already been putting these dots together inside your mind. Where is this going? Yes, it's going there. But what about this other guy? How does he play into this? Well, that's where this gets tricky. Digital footprints, kids. As always, digital footprints. It's amazing how dense people seem to be. This is a thing that your search history will reveal you. Detectives recovered digital evidence from Christina's devices, including her work computer, showing messages with Joseph Ryan, sexually charged chats about bondage, submission, role play. The message led back to a profile on a BDSM site called FetLife. The user? Anastasia 9. The name matched Christine's middle name. The photo was hers, but the tone of the message wasn't, because Christine didn't write them. The man she was chatting with, Joseph Ryan, thought he was talking to her. That morning, he believed he was coming to her home for a consensual BDSM encounter. He walked through that door expecting a fantasy. Instead, he walked into an ambush. As the police dug deeper, they realized Anastasia 9 had been created and maintained by Brendan Banfield's devices. He had used his wife's name, her image, and her computer to lure another man into his home, a man he'd never met, a man he would soon shoot dead. Why? Because prosecutors say Banfield had grown tired of his wife. Divorce wasn't good enough. Divorce meant money, exposure, shame. But a violent home invasion? One that left his wife dead and him the hero? That could work. It could give him the freedom he wanted and the sympathy that matched it. It's a perfect narcissist cocktail. It's like the perfect narcissist cocktail. And right beside him through all of it was his live-in au pair, Juliana. Juliana wasn't just the nanny, as you might have guessed. She was his lover. Prosecutors say the affair began months before the murders, sometime in late 2022. She was drawn in by his charm, his promises, and his control. He was drawn in by her youth and loyalty, someone who would believe his twisted rationalizations and eventually help him act on them. All allegedly. Court documents show that Banfield had been preparing for months. He bought a gun. He took Juliana to shooting ranges to practice. He allegedly told her he was considering killing Christine, not in a fit of rage, but as an operation, a game, the kind of phrase that only sounds harmless until blood hits the floor. And that's exactly how Juliana later described it in her plea hearing. It was part of the game, was the quote. Those five words turned this case from tragic to surreal. Here's how prosecutors say it unfolded. On February 24th, just before dawn, Juliana invited Joseph Ryan to the Banfield home under the guise of Christine. He arrived expecting a sexual encounter. Christina was home, unaware of what awaited her, though.
Inside, something violent and chaotic erupted. Prosecutors believe Brendan and Juliana attacked Christine and Ryan in a premeditated sequence, a staged scene meant to look like an interrupted assault. Christine was stabbed multiple times. The wounds were consistent with close-range controlled force, not the defensive slashing of an intruder, but targeted. Deliberate thrusts. Her blood was later found smeared on Ryan's clothing, but not in a way that matched the sequence of events Brendan described. In other words, it was staged. And then came the gunfire. Brendan fired twice at Ryan. Juliana fired once. When police arrived, they found Christine beyond saving, Ryan dead, and the couple's story rehearsed. Too rehearsed. Banfield said he'd woken to screams, grabbed his gun, ran downstairs, found a man attacking his wife, and shot him. Juliana said the same. But forensic timing, text logs, and call data painted a slightly different timeline. The murders happened before the 911 call, long enough for staging, cleanup, and fabrication. Christine's wounds suggested she never even had a chance to defend herself. As investigators built their case, the moral scaffolding collapsed. The quiet family with the au pair and smiling social media posts was gone. In its place, a sexual manipulation plot that used fantasy as cover for murder. Juliana was arrested first. She claimed she was a victim, that she'd been groomed and coerced to pawn in Banfield's twisted plan, but prosecutors argued that she was far more involved, that she lured Ryan there, that she picked up the gun, that she knew what was about to happen and still played her part. In 2024, she struck a plea deal, manslaughter. She admitted partial culpability, calling the entire thing a game orchestrated by Banfield. The state agreed to recommend a reduced sentence, time-served deportation, if she cooperates at his trial. And that's where the story now sits. Brendan Banfield is awaiting trial for aggravated murder. Two victims, one plan. One woman dead, another man lured and executed. If you're still trying to put the pieces of this together, Brendan allegedly lured this man into the home under the guise of a SA fantasy. And he phrased it to the person who was dead, the one who came in and said, "Yeah, I'll do this," as the wife asking to be assaulted. This is part of a fantasy. It's part of some sort of sick role playing. And then he could come down. She doesn't know what's going on. She is being assaulted. Literally being assaulted. By a stranger. She knows none of this is happening. And what happens as that horror continues? Well, hubby comes down. Kills the assailant. She's probably thinking, "Thank God." And then they stab her. The savior, the man that's supposed to be, in her mind, he's stopping this. He's coming to save my life. You realize it's all a twisted plot. He was there. He was there to kill you and make it look like this guy was doing it, so he could go have the affair with the au pair. It's hard to overstate the psychological absurdity of it all, because this wasn't a crime of passion. This wasn't a fight gone wrong. This was the deliberate merging of fantasy and lethal intent, a man using fetish role play as both weapon and camouflage in a twisted version of BDSM dynamics. The ultimate dominant act became homicide, control, ownership, erasure. He didn't just want Christine dead. He wanted her rewritten. He wanted to script her final chapter as a submissive victim, the excuse. And he wanted someone to watch, someone to help, someone who wouldn't stop him. That someone was Juliana. If you look at her interviews, you can see how she folds into the narrative. She speaks in passive terms. "He told me it was a fantasy. He said it was part of the game. I didn't understand what was real." Her words feel like echoes of every manipulated accomplice who ever thought loyalty could cleanse complicity. It is a psychological paradox. The need for belonging so powerful it silences instincts. Juliana wasn't just controlled. She was converted. Drawn into a world where morality is suspended under the pretense of role play. Where saying no becomes disobedience. Where the game becomes the only reality left. Prosecutors will likely frame her as a participant. The defense is a victim. What's certain is that two innocent people, Christine Banfield and Joseph Ryan, died because someone decided that domination was more thrilling than decency. In the months that followed, the story fractured Herndon's sense of safety. This wasn't just another murder case. It was an existential reminder that evil doesn't always come knocking down the door. Sometimes it opens it from the inside. Neighbors recalled seeing the au pair playing with the Banfield's daughter in the yard. Christine was described as warm, kind, overworked, but devoted. The perfect family from the outside, inside the walls, hid rehearsals, messages, weapons, fantasies, turned plans. When investigators traced the FetLife conversations, they found the cruel irony. Ryan thought he was entering a consensual encounter with a married woman. Instead, he became the instrument of her death. Bait in her husband's scheme. He never stood a chance. Forensics unraveled Banfield's self-defense story. Ballistics, blood splatter, and timestamps contradicted his 911 narrative. Christine's blood had been manipulated. The pattern of her wound showed she wasn't attacked by Ryan. The gunshots fired at Ryan didn't match the position Banfield claimed he was at when he saved, quote-unquote, his wife. And the kicker? Investigators believe Banfield shot Ryan twice after Christine was already dead, meaning the supposed intruder attack never existed, meaning both victims were collateral in a perverse piece of theater. Now, as Banfield sits in the Fairfax County Jail awaiting trial, the case is being dissected not just by prosecutors, but by psychologists, criminologists, and anyone trying to understand how a suburban family implodes into bloodshed like this. What drives someone like Brendan Banfield? It's not insanity in the clinical sense. It's something colder. Entitlement? A sociopathic confidence that he could choreograph death and get away with it? That his intelligence and badge would shield him, that playing God would be a secret game no one could ever prove? What drives someone like Juliana? The psychological literature on coercive control paints a clear picture. Isolation, dependency, the steady erosion of boundaries. Once the line between obedience and morality blurs, the unthinkable becomes inevitable. The legal system now has to untangle the aftermath. Juliana, her guilty plea positions her as both witness and participant, the state's most valuable asset and its most unreliable narrator. Brandon's defense will attack her credibility, paint her as the true instigator, the jealous lover who went too far. The prosecution will counter with digital evidence, the FetLife messages, the gun purchase, the soundproofing, the rehearsed story. Either way, the truth remains unspeakably bleak. Christine Banfield died in her own home, likely confused, terrified, betrayed by the people she trusted most. Joseph Ryan died believing he was walking into a fantasy, not an execution. And two people, one a federal agent, the other an au pair, tried to spin those deaths into a story about heroism and fear. It worked for about an hour. Then the evidence started to talk. You've ever wondered what the face of control looks like? It isn't always rage. Sometimes it's calm and measured, smiling in family photos. Sometimes it's a husband planning his wife's murder under the guise of kink and calling it a game. That word game keeps echoing through this case. It's how Juliana described it. It's how Brendan allegedly framed it. But there's nothing playful about two bodies on a floor, one woman stabbed through her ribs, one man executed on the carpet. The only game here was how long they thought they could fool everyone else. And when the trial begins, when that evidence is laid bare, when Juliana takes the stand and calls it part of the game again, maybe then the world will finally see what this was. Not passion, not fantasy, not kink. Just the oldest story in the world. Control, deceit, and a woman who didn't realize she was sleeping behind her own executioner. quite an insane story, isn't it? Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. You will find us. Do that same wherever you're getting podcasts as well. And please, please hit subscribe. We're going to keep following this. We'll bring you the trial when it happens as well. Scary world, isn't it? Until next time, I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.